An Alberta judge recently granted bail to Omar Khadr. He's a Canadian citizen convicted of killing a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan in 2002. He was convicted by a U.S. military tribunal. Khadr had spent 13 years behind bars, 10 of them in Guantanamo Bay. Now, some people in British Columbia and the rest of Canada think that Khadr's been mistreated by the U.S. government. There's disagreement over that. Vancouver Sun columnist is here to explain more about this. Vaughn, thanks for joining us.
Good day.
So tell us more about what did Khadr allegedly do?
Well, it's a very, very divisive case in Canada. I think you'd get the full range of opinions up here as to whether Omar Khadr is a victim or a villain and pretty much everything in between. He threw a grenade that killed a U.S. soldier and that blinded another. He was taken into custody by U.S. forces, detained at Guantanamo, eventually pleaded guilty there to throwing the grenade and causing the mayhem, and then obtained under a Canada-U.S. agreement the ability to serve out his 8-year sentence in Canada. He's appealing the U.S. military tribunal verdict. He's saying that he only pleaded guilty to get out of Guantanamo, and he's also pleading that he was only 15 years old at the time. So while that appeal is proceeding, his lawyer here in province of Alberta, because he was serving his time in a prison in Alberta, his lawyer went to court and petitioned for him to be released on bail. He was released on bail under some fairly strict conditions, and he was released over the strenuous objections of the Canadian government.
Now, I understand people in British Columbia are very divided on this, and that division says a lot about ideological divisions.
Yeah, I think it's ideological. I think, you know, there's a couple of factors here that are important. One is that he was very young. He was 15. You wouldn't be tried in adult court in Canada for doing something like that at age 15. It's Guantanamo, which is obviously controversial, and it's the United States, although, you know, Canada did send troops to Afghanistan as well. These could have been Canadians who were killed there. There were 130 Canadians killed there, so it's not like Canadians are sort of washing their hands of the whole experience. But I think you can get the full range of it. Member of Parliament for the provincial capital region here, Elizabeth May, she's the leader of Canada's Green Party. She got way out of control at a speech to a press gathering on the weekend and trying to make a joke of it. Played a song about Omar Khadr and said that he had more class than the entire federal cabinet for getting out. She used the F word in that too, and she's now had to apologize for all that and say, well, she was just joking and she was jet lagged. But it's gotten a lot of coverage, partly, as I say, because people are just so divided on this issue. Prime Minister Stephen Harper, however, is completely unapologetic about his government's attempt to block the release of Omar Khadr. He told reporters the day afterward that he's thinking of the family of Christopher Spears. That's the U.S. medic who was killed by that grenade.
Is this really about this, well, he was 15 years old at the time, he's only 28 now. Is it about him, or is it about people's attitudes towards involvement in the war in Afghanistan?
Part of that's part of it. I think the attitudes about the United States are a factor in it. And there's an element of, yeah, as you say, he's spent half his life in jail. He's young. Khadr himself got out and said that he told reporters, I'm a better person than the Prime Minister thinks I am. Well, it's an election year in Canada, and Stephen Harper is unpopular in a lot of quarters, so there's a political element in this, there's a military element, there's a youth crime element, there's a United States relationship element.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that last part. Like, would this affect U.S.-Canadian relations since he was convicted?
That's a really good question, because Canada and the United States have this reciprocal agreement that our nationals, if convicted in one country, can serve their term in the other. The U.S. State Department, I see a story in the New York Times this week, very guarded in their reaction. They are studying the situation. They are concerned that this case might obviously pose some risk, but Khadr is appealing his sentence. He was the youngest detainee at Guantanamo, I believe. He's the only Canadian, so a guarded reaction from the State Department. It is not clear that this will apply in other cases or damage the relationship on prisoner exchange. One of the reasons the judge said that Khadr could be released on bail was because she said the Canadian government had been unable to show the court that this would damage Canada's international relations in any way.
Is he appealing his conviction by the U.S. military tribunal?
Yes, he is appealing his conviction by the U.S. military tribunal. While he is on bail, he is under fairly strict conditions, including one that's very strange. He is living at the home of his lawyer. That's where he has to live. If he communicates with members of his family, he has to do so in English, and there are other restrictions as well. So the court did put some limits on what Khadr can do. I don't know how long the appeal will take in the United States. If I recall how these cases play out in your country, pretty much everything regarding Guantanamo ends up with the U.S. Supreme Court sooner or later. So
this
appeal may take some time.
Thanks, Vaughn. Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun and our Canadian correspondent, talked about the interesting case of a 15-year-old boy who was convicted of killing a U.S. soldier who's now out on bail.